107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's about reading local. Joining us on the phone line is Karen Brochu with the Read Local campaign, and we're going to find out all about it. Good morning, Karen.
Morning, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Karen. Great to have you on the phone lines. I think we got an indication from the title, but it sounds fascinating. This is the Read Local Initiative or the Read Local campaign. What's this all about, Karen?
Right. So I am actually with the Ontario Book Publishers Organization, and this is a campaign that we are putting on. It is targeting specific regions of Ontario to promote the works of local authors and encourage people to read and shop local. And this year, one of our focus regions is Stratford.
Okay, so we can discover Stratford through local authors. And there's a special website that's been set up, but can we spotlight a Stratford author, particularly a children's author?
Yeah, so one of the authors being spotlighted this year is John Eric Lapano. He is a children's book author based in Stratford. He has a lot of great titles to his name from Groundwood Books, including Maggie's Treasure, Tokyo Digs a Garden, which won the Governor General's Award. And most recently, he has just published this year's Song for Snow, which is a beautiful sort of winter-themed book, and it's a perfect holiday gift.
And I've seen the books. They are just the beautiful illustrations in those books. They're absolutely something.
Yes, well, and the illustrator of Maggie's Treasure and Tokyo Digs a Garden is actually Kellen Hatanaka, who is also a Stratford local.
So it's about discovering local authors, reading stories about Stratford, and exploring the ideas, culture, and history that make us who we are. Why is this an important campaign, Read Local? Why is this initiative so important, Karen?
Well, I think it's something that we've seen, especially coming out of the pandemic most recently, right? A focus on local creators, local stores, supporting, you know, what's in our area. We're seeing even more issues with supply chains these years, and I think that, you know, shopping local is a great way to get around that. You have wonderful goods and wonderful stores and wonderful creators right in your community, and particularly here in Ontario where we have such a breadth of talent.
Absolutely. As we talked about, it's about supporting local authors, and as you mentioned there, it's also about supporting local bookstores as well.
Yes. Fanfare Books, actually, in Stratford is going to have tote bags, bookmarks, and holiday gift guides available to celebrate the campaign, as well as a display of some of the local titles featured in the campaign. So that's a place to check out as well.
And it's a well-timed campaign because, of course, this with the holiday season fast approaching, these make absolutely wonderful gifts. And you can explore local authors and maybe local stories that you hadn't even realized were out there, for sure. Karen, there's a special website that's set up that's quite handy. Can we direct people to the website?
Yes, you can check out Read Stratford. It is at open-book.ca/read-stratford.
Okay, and we'll share that on our socials on Facebook, Twitter, and our website with mystratfordnow.com. Karen, anything else about the Read Local campaign or initiative that we didn't mention or that folks need to know about, or just they need to go out and discover?
You know, I think we covered it. You said it well. This is the time of year to think about the people and businesses in your community that you can support, creators like John Eric and Kellen, stores like Fanfare Books, and publishers like a local Stratford publisher, Blue Moon. So a local Stratford book makes the perfect gift.
It makes the perfect gift, and you can connect often with the local authors as well, for sure. Karen Brochu with the Read Local Initiative. It's a great idea, great campaign, and we wish it nothing but success. Karen, thanks so much for all the information.
Thank you, Jamie.